a.m., live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
And we have with us Leland Ames on the KVUE Sutherland studio line. Typically, we have him on as a Visit Emporia director, but we're taking another tack here, another venture that Leland's involved in, Emporia Spanish Speakers. Leland, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Chuck. How are you today?
We're doing all right, and it sounds like Emporia Spanish Speakers is ready to launch full bore here into activities here this year.
We are, yeah, and people who are familiar with Emporia Spanish Speakers might recall 2 years ago we started this venture in February of 2020, and then we all kind of recall what happened March of 2020, and the pandemic shut us down in the middle of that youth program that we'd initiated. We pivoted fantastically, and we're able to provide some online, some virtual video content for that, but here we are 2 years later, and we're excited to be bringing this program back for the youth in our community.
Well, for those who may not be familiar with this, Leland, lay the groundwork. Give us some background on Emporia Spanish Speakers.
Yeah, so I founded Emporia Spanish Speakers about 5 years ago, October 2017, and it was to help facilitate Spanish language learning in our community. There weren't, at that time, any community resources, and I was interested in learning Spanish myself, so I created this social community group to practice our speaking and listening, and over the years, it has evolved into much more. And so the youth programs that we've initiated, and we're also partnering with ESU to create a community program that should be launching this summer. So be on the lookout for that as well. But in a nutshell, that's what we attempt to do, try to help people provide resources and programs that facilitate Spanish language learning.
Leland, what you mentioned here about, you know, just the process here, but how big of a need have you seen here for this since you got started with the program? Because it sounded like you wanted to do this for a while before you actually got the process rolling in 2017.
Yeah, well, I certainly had an up and down relationship with the Spanish language, like most of us have, and so I had learned, you know, I took a class in high school and then didn't engage with it. I did some travel for work when I was in Colorado, then I didn't engage with it. And so it was just kind of this up and down, and it wasn't sticking. So it was 5 years ago that I made a commitment to myself and that I wanted to stay committed to it. And as I dove into it and talked with more people throughout the community, I learned that there were many other people who shared a similar story and had a desire to learn Spanish. And the reasons are pretty obvious. We have a high Latino population in our community. Nearly one in three of our community members are from Latin heritage. Doesn't mean that they speak Spanish, but family members may, and many of them do. And so just the pragmatic desire to want to communicate with a large portion of our community. But also, as I became a father, I was extra motivated to want to make sure that we were teaching them about the cultural diversity, not just in our community, but in the world. But right here at home, that is that large prevalence of cultural diversity comes from the Latino population. So those are some of the motivating reasons. And you know, you asked about the need. From my perspective, I think the need is high. I think it enriches not only our own lives to become bilingual, but can help reach across the table and enrich the lives of others who maybe don't have the English language skills yet. So I think it's highly important that we all attempt to become bilingual to some degree.
You mentioned, when you started the program, it sounds like, Leland, that this was more adult-oriented. So how did the youth programs branch from this? Where did that come from?
Yeah, that's a great question, because it was, admittedly, I was very focused on my own pursuits of the Spanish language. But as we got in there and started evolving, I learned that about Emporia Elementary Schools and their past history with dual language programs and how those had gone away. And so many parents of young children were lamenting that those opportunities were being lost in the school systems. And so we kind of took it upon ourselves to say, hey, I think we can create something. It's not a substitute for learning in the classroom. The Los Puentes program is very much about cultural education, and so we certainly teach language as a part of that, but we actually bring in community members from a variety of Latin American countries of origin, and they share about their culture and their country and what types of foods and music. And this year, the program will be hosted at the Emporia Arts Center, so, of course, we'll have fun arts and crafts relative to the country that we're talking about at that time. So it's very much about, again, that learning that cultural diversity and learning that we have a great deal of diversity right here in our own community.
Leland, for folks who would like to be joining you in this effort, how do they do that? And again, what are some of the different things that you've got coming up here, especially short term, as we emerge from the COVID-19 cocoon, if you wanted to use that particular analogy?
Yeah. Well, the immediate is if this program, Los Puentes, is for kindergartners through fifth grade. It's actually two separate classes. We have one for kindergarten through second grade, and one for third through fifth grade. And we basically just tried to group them a little bit closer by their age there. It has no correlation with ability. So that, again, this is, even if a child has some experience with the Spanish language, I would highly encourage them to come and participate. They could certainly be a peer model. But if you have an interest in your child learning a little bit of Spanish and learning some of that cultural diversity, K through fifth grade, there's two options there. Again, kindergarten through second, third through fifth. That program begins Tuesday, March 29th. It'll be every Tuesday and Thursday for 5 weeks leading up till Thursday, May 5th. Cinco de Mayo is actually the last day of the class. And then we will have a graduation celebration kind of ceremony at the Saturday Cinco de Mayo celebration on Saturday, May 7th. So the kids will get to come up on stage, get a certificate. So we're really excited about the entire program and the experience that they'll get to have through this. Cost of the program is $50. For 10 hours of instruction, each class is 1 hour. So again, Tuesdays and Thursdays for an hour for each of those classes. That equates to $5 per session. I tell you, you can't get a babysitter for $5 an hour, let alone a program that's going to teach Spanish and the culture like we're going to in this program. And the instructor is none other than Roberta Schaefer, who has a multi-decade career in elementary education and specifically was one of the dual language program instructors. So we couldn't have more qualified instructor leading the course. She loves working with children and is really excited to be partnering with us. So we're very excited to have her, of course. And I should also mention that we couldn't be doing this without the support of Emporia State Federal Credit Union. Really proud of them stepping up and being a leader in this area. And we have talked with them for a long time about how we can partner up. And they came with a cash sponsorship to assist us in acquiring the use of the Art Center and bringing in Bird as an instructor. And so we're very thankful for their belief in our vision and our mission of what we're doing.
Well, sounds like things are progressing nicely. How about your Spanish language track here?
Well, I would probably consider myself bilingual at this stage.
All
5 years
right.
in of committed practice, and I'm excited that I get to use my Spanish more and more. And I will say in my position as director of Visit Emporia and being housed here in the chamber employee, I get to use it far more than I expected. And we're using that and taking that knowledge that I have, and we're turning it into translation of a lot of the materials we have. So be on the lookout for translated relocation guide, for example, to assist those that are coming in to work in our community and maybe aren't quite up to speed on English or 100% bilingual themselves. So those materials and resources are hugely important. And again, we've already discussed this is a very large portion of our community, and we want them to feel welcome. We want them to be informed. We want them to have access to all the information that an English speaker would when they come into our community. So very happy to be working on projects such as that.
What a great idea, and thanks for running with it, Leland, and taking it to a whole new level. Congratulations on what you've accomplished so far.
Thank you. We're really excited about it. I really do just believe we're in the beginning yet. 5 years in, where we're just kind of really getting into these programs. And then that was the Los Puentes program is coming up this spring. But again, if you're an adult learner and you have an interest in learning some Spanish, particularly from a business perspective, we are partnering with the Department of Modern Languages. Professor Brites there at the university is going to create a curriculum and lead the program for a functional retail Spanish. So people in HR, tellers at banks, servers in restaurants, retail specialists, I think this would be hugely beneficial for anyone in a business setting such as that to learn some functional Spanish so that they can better greet and welcome people who might have a little bit more of a language barrier, invite them into their space, and help be able to serve them and provide them whatever resources or services they offer.
Leland, thanks so much, man. Really appreciate your time and appreciate your work here, not only with Visit Emporia, but with the Emporia Spanish Speakers Group.
Well, thanks for having me on. Let me talk about it.
All right. Thanks, Leland.
Thanks, Leland. Have a great day.
Have a good one.
Leland Danes talking about Emporia Spanish Speakers and more. Boy, that is morphing into much more than just the Spanish speakers, isn't it?
It is, and great work here through the Emporia Spanish Speakers group. And reach out to Leland at Visit Emporia if you'd like more information.
KVOE Live and Local. Good morning, 8:58. It is 12 degrees. Good morning.
The Emporia State basketball teams return to the friendly confines of Watt Auditorium on Wednesday.